Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call here this afternoon. The telephone lines are open. You can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We can get you on the air here today with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And let's go ahead and open our program here today with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. We just pray that you would bless the program here this afternoon. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody today. Pray that you would use us for your glory, Lord, to point people to Christ. And we just pray that again that you would bless the program. And we just thank you for the opportunity, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. And just a reminder, I'm the Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And you can visit us. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We'll have some more information on that at the end of the program. But we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, which is located at 5171 Brecksville Road, which is northern Summit County, Richfield, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross. We're right there, just right there by that. You can see the toll booths from the turnpike right from the meeting room where we meet. And you can find us online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can also visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. We try to stream our services as well online, but if you can't remember anything, just go to livewithpastoral.com. You can link from there to our Facebook page. You can link from there to our church webpage and church Facebook page, all that sort of stuff you can get to. Just remember livewithpastoral.com. Well, we're going to talk about a couple things here in the Bible, too. Oh, before I get into that, before I forget, and again, encourage you to stay tuned as well here. It's a good hour and a half of radio. Hopefully, I think you'll be blessed if you tune in here to AM 1220, The Word, here on Friday afternoons, because we have Pastor John Lutz, a good study there in the book of John that he had going here at 1 o'clock until 1:30, and then, of course, I'm on at 1:30 till 2, and then we have Pastor Andy Rusnacko of Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid will be on at 2 o'clock, so stay tuned for that, and it gives you a good hour and a half of radio here in your afternoon. But in the meanwhile, I also want to let you know our Bible study tonight, if you're thinking about visiting us, and we do have people who visit from time to time, but our Bible study tonight, we are going to be meeting not in the meeting room at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We're going to be meeting in the breakfast area just off the lobby. There's a group that's been meeting at the hotel since the hotel opened, I think. It might have been meeting there before the hotel was built, but the group is preempts us with the meeting room. I think we're the next longest group that's been meeting there on a regular basis, or certainly one of them. But since they've been meeting there longer than us, they're there usually 2-3 times a year, and when they come in, they preempt us. So this Friday night, tonight, our Bible study from 7 till 9 o'clock this evening, it's an informal Bible study where you bring the questions, and we have refreshments, and we just look into the Word of God together, just sort of like we do with some of the things on the radio, questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And what's going to happen is we'll meet in, like I said, the breakfast area just off the lobby tonight. And then on Sunday, because this group is there all weekend, they have the room tonight. They have the room all day Saturday, all day Sunday. So on Sunday, we will not be in the meeting room again as well. We will actually be in the upper room. We're going to the upper room. There's a suite. We'll either be on the third floor or the fourth floor of the Holiday Inn Express there in Richfield. Just ask at the desk. They'll know where we're at. And if you're looking for us, like I said, it will be in the breakfast area tonight for the Friday night Bible study. And then Sunday morning, Sunday evening for our church services, we'll be in the upper room, either on the third or fourth floor. We don't know which room yet. We'll know probably tomorrow, maybe at the earliest. Well, maybe tonight, I guess, but probably might not even know until we get there Sunday morning. But whatever the case is, ask at the front desk. They'll tell you where we're meeting at on Sunday. All right. Well, I want to get into a couple of things also here today. I've been looking at a couple of passages in Scripture, and I just read an article that I found interesting, and it kind of ties in with the passages I was looking at. I was reading a article. You can actually on my Facebook page, Live with Pastor Al, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. I have a link to this article. It's called Reason and the Christian Hope. And it's written by Henry Morris and published on the Institute for Creation Research website. And it's a good website if you're interested in creation and understanding things there. ICR.org is the website. That's Institute for Creation Research, ICR.org. You can find them there. And I was reading this article, Reason and the Christian Hope, and I had somebody one time, not quite a year ago, end of July will be a year, we always have a booth at the Summit County Fair for our church, and it was kind of interesting. I had a guy that was talking to me, and he said, you know, some of these questions in the Bible and all, he doesn't worry about them. He thinks that they're not something that we should spend much time worrying about. We'll just, you know, love God and worship God, and that's all we need to do. And so when it comes to a confusing thing, he said the secret things belong to the Lord. And so that's all there is to it. The secret things belong to the Lord. So don't look into them. And of course, there's a verse in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. It says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." And, when you consider that verse there, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Well, why would God conceal something and then say that that's for his glory, and then it's our honor basically to search out a matter, the honor of kings? And just to remind you, if you know Christ as your Savior, if you put your faith in Christ, the Bible says that we will rule and reign with Christ in his kingdom. And so we are in that kingdom of God. It will be a part of that kingdom of God. And so when we look at this, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. And I thought about that. And when we look at some of these things that are in the Bible, there's some things that are easy to understand. You know, it's called the milk of the word. And then there's some things that are a little more difficult to understand. It's the meat of the word. And even Paul had rebuked some of the believers because they hadn't gone past the meat. The milk. They were still on the milk when they should have been on the meat. And, you know, if you had a child growing up, and as that child grew, and as it was growing, the child just stayed with the bottle, just stayed drinking milk, and never had anything different. And you'd begin to wonder, you'd begin to think, what's wrong with this child? And if they were 20 years old and they didn't eat meat at all, I mean, they ate no solid food, all they did was drink milk, you would really be a bit concerned with that child, that person, because they've not developed properly. And the same thing happens a lot of times with Christians. we stay on the bottle, basically, on the milk of the Word, when we should be growing and being able to get into the meat of the Word. And as I thought about this idea, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. One of the things that I've been doing lately at our church, we have a lot of people at our church who really like word search puzzles. My wife likes word search puzzles. A lot of people really like them. And we go to a nursing home every Sunday afternoon, and I've been amazed at how many of the residents there like word search puzzles. They had a giant word search on the wall. It's a big, huge piece of paper. It must have been 4 foot by 3 foot or something like that, and just a giant word search, and people would come up there and just try to find some of the words. And so I started with the help of one young lady at the church. We started putting together a word search, and we've got three of them done so far. And it's been fun designing them. And of course, in a word search, if you're not familiar with it, I think most people are, but you have a series of words, and you hide the words in the midst of a bunch of letters. You have a grid with a bunch of letters on it, and they look at first glance like random letters, and then somewhere in the midst of the letters, you have these words, and they can either run vertically, horizontally, or diagonal, and then they can run forward or backward. And it's fun designing these to hide these words in there and to disguise them. Have some that are relatively easy to find, but some that are a little bit more tricky. And so it's kind of fun doing this. And I thought about that, you know, designing these puzzles. And by the way, the three that we have right now, I'm just kind of going through the Bible. We have one that's called First People, and it's just the first people from the book of Genesis, the first people that are recorded there in the first few chapters of Genesis. Then we did one at Christmas time with some things dealing with the Christmas, the Nativity, the birth of Christ. And then the last one that we did was called The Line of Noah, and it's from God all the way through Noah and his sons Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and so all the names are in there. Next one I'm going to work on when I get the chance is the Table of Nations from Genesis chapter 10, and after the flood, and Noah's three sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their descendants that went out to repopulate the world. But designing these things has been kind of fun. And I thought about that in light of this verse. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. And I thought, you know, God has designed a lot of things into the world that we don't see right away. And as we look around and we start to pay more attention, we begin to see things that we never would have noticed before, and all of a sudden some of these things begin to leap out at us. And I think God, personally, we know he designed the world, and he did the various things in the creation week, and it says, and God saw that it was good. I think God enjoyed himself when he was designing the world. There's a nebula in space. I was looking at a picture of it recently, and it's called the the Fox or the Fur Nebula, something like that. When you look at it, it looks like, I don't know if people remember those old fox furs. You know, it had like the head with the ears and the nose and everything, and then the fur going out, and women would wrap it around their neck and like a collar or something like that, or a scarf. Well, it looks kind of like that. And I thought, well, that's funny. But you know what? It wasn't until we developed the telescopes that were able to see and to pick up things at that distance and that be able to render it in a way that we could see it, that we could see indeed a perfect example of the Bible saying in Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And there's another one called the Horsehead Nebula because, well, it looks like a horse head, or it looks like the knight on a chess set. And there's just things like that. There's another one that looks like an eye. These are just the nebulas that are in space. And then when you look inward and you look at the intricate designs, you know, we've had a lot of snow here in North northeastern Ohio the past few days, and right now it's pretty cold outside, and when you get really cold weather like this and you can see these real crisp snowflake or real fine snowflakes, I should say, because some of the snow was kind of a heavy wet snow and it kind of clumped together. But when you can see some of these fine snowflakes and you can get a really good look at the design, and each one unique, and as the ice crystals form in the air and the different temperatures and wind currents and different things cause it just minute variations. And it's incredible. And the design that's there, and a lot of that was concealed when they first developed the microscope and they looked at a drop of pond water, which they thought, well, it's just water. And they were amazed at the incredible variety of life that abounded in a drop of pond water. There were little animals with the cilia that around the side of it that would wiggle around and cause that little one-celled animal to move through that pond water. And then other animals that were maybe multi-celled, but still smaller than the naked eye could discern, and little plants and things like that, and it's just amazing the things that God has concealed. And I think when God created all of this, He enjoyed putting these things out there for us to find. And there's a term, I've seen it, where people will review movies or TV shows and they'll call them Easter eggs. And they call them Easter eggs because the person that, or the people responsible for that movie or that TV show will put things in there that people who are familiar with their work or whatever, they'll be reading along and they'll find these things, and they kind of get excited because they find these what they call Easter eggs. And of course, that brings up what a lot of people are familiar with, the idea of coloring eggs. We're not going to get into the Easter and the Easter egg thing right now, but just most people are familiar with the idea of coloring the eggs, and then people will hide them and watch their children go hunt for the Easter eggs. And they take a great deal of pleasure out of hiding these things and then watching their children go hunt for them. And so it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. Just like putting those word searches together, it's fun to do it. I enjoy doing it. And then when I get one ready and I give it to somebody to test it out to see what they can find, to see if they can find the words, I enjoy watching them look for it. And so I get a great deal of pleasure. And I think God's the same way. And so rather than brush off things that we don't understand right away and say, well, the secret things belong to the Lord, I'm going to be super spiritual here, and if I don't understand something, I'm just going to say the secret things belong to the Lord, and I'm not going to look for anything further. I'm not going to try to look beneath the surface. No, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. But if God delighted in concealing things and wants us to look for them, then the second half of this verse in Proverbs 25, verse 2 is important as well, because it says, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. And I think just as much as God delights in hiding things throughout His creation and hiding things for us to find, I think He also delights in watching us look for them. And that's why it's the honor of kings to search out a matter, because as we begin to search and as we begin to dig into things and we begin to say, Lord, what's the purpose of this? Lord, why did you do this way? I believe God gets a great deal of pleasure watching us do that, just like a parent that's it's hid some Easter eggs and watching their child go look for them. They take a great deal of pleasure looking for those eggs. And as you think of that, this makes sense then. It makes sense that God would want us to search out a matter, to look into something, to try and delve into the scriptures and to begin to understand what the scriptures teach. You know, I've asked people before at church, and I think I've done it on the radio in the past, when Paul went out preaching and began presenting Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And he would preach, he would go into the synagogues. In Acts chapter 17, it says here in verse 2, and Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. It says in verse 4, and some believed. So he had people who got saved, and some believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. So a lot of people believed, and of course there are some that didn't believe. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. So the devil, of course, raised up opposition when the gospel's going forth. But here's my question for you. How many New Testament scriptures did Paul use when he reasoned with them 3 days on the three Sabbath days out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen from the dead, and that this Jesus whom he preached is Christ? What New Testament scriptures did Paul use for that? Likewise, on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached a great message and thousands of people came to Christ, they were so moved that they said, "What must we do to be saved?" And Peter preached this great message. How many New Testament scriptures did Peter use to present Jesus as the Savior on that day? You know what the answer to both those questions is? It's zero. You say, well, wait a minute. I thought faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Well, that's true. And again, that's a New Testament scripture, but you know what? Hadn't been written yet. So what New Testament scriptures did they use? None. So what scriptures did they use? Well, when Paul opened and alleged out of the Scriptures, when he reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, he used the Old Testament Scriptures. And you know what? Jesus Christ as the Messiah is hidden, is concealed in the Old Testament. It was the glory of God to conceal that thing, that message, in the Old Testament. But you know what? It's the honor of kings to search out a matter. And it was the honor for Paul, the honor for Peter, the honor for James and John and Luke and Mark and Matthew and Jude, these people in the New Testament. It was an honor for them to be able to go into the Old Testament scriptures and to be able to reason out of the scriptures and to show them that Christ must needs have suffered and risen from the dead, and that this Jesus that they preached to them is Christ. You know, they reasoned out of the Scriptures. They searched out of the Scriptures and showed them that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah that they were waiting for. And you know what? That's what we do today, isn't it? We go to the Scriptures and we bring out of the Scriptures and show people how that Jesus is the Christ, that he had to suffer and die on the cross, that he shed his blood to pay for our sins, but he didn't stay dead. He rose again the third day victorious over sin and death. It will confess our sin and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ paid for our sin with his own blood upon the cross. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what? It's an honor to be able to search that out of the Scriptures and to be able to find that truth. If you haven't found that truth, let me encourage you to do so and put your faith in Christ today. What a great thing to do. You know, today's Valentine's Day. People talk about love on Valentine's Day. Well, greater love hath no man than he lay down his life for his friends. Well, actually, Jesus laid down his life for his enemies. He laid down his life for you and me. And there's no greater expression of love ever expressed than the fact that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a great thing to search out from the Scriptures, and a great honor to come to know Christ and to put your faith in Him. And you know what? Once you've done that, you'll find more amazing things in the Scriptures. Well, thanks for listening today. Hope to join us next time. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.